You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
How's your girl, man?
She left me.
Is today the worst day of your life?
Yeah. And my dad got deported.
I'm never going to financially recover from this.
Put my stuff in Jell-O again.
I did not sleep for 1 second last night, and I cracked the bottom of the toilet.
My life.
Our weekly look at other people's troubles. It's brought to you by
Papa Joe's Smoke Shop, Virginia's largest selection of American and locally made bongs and glass pipes. Visit PapaJoesVB.com. Papa Joe's Smoke Shop, where everybody smokes happy.
Those guys have been around for a while, too. So, you know, in light of this year's developments, they look like geniuses. Not wrong. Yeah, man. F My Life. This is a, it's actually a website where people post their little, their problems, and you judge. They invite you to judge. Did they deserve it, or are their lives just effed up? You be the judge. Like this one. Today, my boyfriend broke up with me. Trying to save my dignity, at least I told him, well, it's your loss, not mine. He responded with, I didn't lose anything, really. You've kind of let yourself go. Have you looked in the mirror lately?
Oh, my gosh.
Rude.
Dude.
It's you, not me.
Yeah. Yeah. When you say something like that, you have decided that I don't ever need to speak to you again. I mean, this is with prejudice, as we would say.
You're not getting breakup sex.
No, oh, no, no. Today I had an asthma attack while walking home with my friends. As I was struggling to breathe, they thought I was just attention-seeking and left me on the sidewalk.
Oh,
how can you do that? The first two, you are horrible people.
Yes, they are.
In both scenarios, you're just god-awful. I understand there's two sides to every story, except for the side where you're gasping for air.
Yeah.
That's not a side to a story. That's an emergency. Attention seeking. Who has friends that think that about them? If you have a friend that has a known medical condition and they go into this moment, do you think they're faking it?
No.
Dude,
they haven't.
That's why you're supposed to render assistance.
Absolutely. And here's my thing. Even if they are, I'm still going to act like they're not on the off chance.
Duh.
You know?
Yeah. Today I decided to practice my drum playing in the garage instead of my room out of consideration for the neighbors. I guess that consideration was not mutual, however, because one of my neighbors just shot a hole in my drum kit with an air gun.
Oh!
F my life. You're in the garage, banging away, and poo! All of a sudden, the big bass sounds like flat and wobbly. No tension left on it. Today, I realized that my Glade plug-in air freshener lasts longer than any of my relationships have. F my life.
Oh. Well, in my defense, that was kind of true, too, for a while, because I just didn't know when to change the thing. I would forget.
Well, okay, there's
a couple ways to look at that.
Today, I had to bail my drunk father out of jail after he beat the crap out of a mime.
Well, no. You know what? You know.
All he had to say on the matter was, quote, effing bastard was playing mind games with me, and that he would beat him up again if he could. F my life.
I'm saying.
Miming.
Mimes.
Yeah.
Stay away from me.
I hired a mime once for the radio show and then let people throw pies at him.
I accidentally went to a mime convention, so.
Accidentally?
We were at the hotel right across the street over there. We went there. They had dinner. We went for dinner because it was really good.
Yeah.
And we were sitting there, and all of a sudden, a mime walks in. And we were like, oh, that's weird to see a mime. And then another mime walks
at
in.
Dinner?
And then another. Yeah, because you remember how they were set up the bar right there, and then you could see right to, like, the convention rooms right when you first walk in.
Right here?
Yeah. Literally that hotel right there.
At the Delta?
Mm-hmm. And then, after the second or third one walked in, we were like, why are there so many mimes walking in? And it was a mime convention.
And they all looked
like
they were walking into the wind.
Yes. It was a mime convention going on. I kid you not.
They do move in herds.
This was like 4 or 5 years ago.
That's wild.
Wow. And then one of them pulled himself.
How did you not take a million pictures and video?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. We laughed. It was a ridiculous thing to suddenly have been experiencing.
Just surrounded by mimes. Yes. You think you're in the Twilight Zone.
Well, the first one walks in and you're like, oh, fun, a mime is here. Like, that's cool.
Cool, balloons for the kids.
And then a second one, you're like, well, that's weird. Are they going to fight? Or, like, what happens
mime
now?
Mime fights. Oh, my God.
It's a rumble.
But they can only fight in the box.
Yeah.
Hysterical. Today, while visiting my son at college, I noticed a funky smell in his room. He admitted to not changing his bed sheets since he moved in.
Ah!
2.5 years ago.
No, dude, come on.
He's a junior. F my life.
No, you gotta
no. Oh. They write, I've raised an animal.
Yeah. Yeah, you have.
You gotta like your own smell pretty good there.
Ah.
That's nasty.
Or like you just become nose blind to it or something.
Yeah, you must, yeah.
Because even I don't want to smell me.
Yeah. Oh, me either. I got to go home today. My wife's coming home today, so I'm going to go home and wash all the sheets and bedding and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was, you know, I had that cold, dude. I was sweating my ass off.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Smell like a freaking garlic factory.
Smell like a coal mine worker.
Yes. Manly. Musky. Today, I found out that my boyfriend's been cheating on me.
Oh, bummer.
When I confronted him about it, he asked which girl it was.
Oh.
Oh.
Yikes.
What?
Well, he might as well come clean if he's been caught. Yeah, I guess.
But there's no point in it. For what? It's over. Why make her feel worse? What is with people and hurting other people?
Well,
I don't get this.
So I know where I messed up. Because if it was Veronica, yeah, we shouldn't have gone to the museum the other day. I get that.
Yeah.
But if it was Katie, I really thought we were careful.
Today, I asked one of the girls at work out on a date. She responded by filing a harassment complaint. Now I'm not allowed to speak to her at all without being written up. F my life.
That's a little extreme.
Yeah.
That's very extreme.
As long as you asked her once.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you didn't follow her out to the car and wait.
Yeah.
Hi. D-bag. Hanging around the corner of the cubicle waiting at the elevator.
Hey, what do you think? You want to go?
Today, I found my mother eating milk bone dog biscuits.
What?
We don't even have a dog. F my life.
They keep her coat shiny. Mom.
Finally this. Today, I found out that my boyfriend has a Facebook account. He said he didn't have one. Apparently, he's not divorced either. F my life.
Yikes.
A lot of bad relationship.
Yeah, it's been a bad week for
that.
Tough week. Tough week. Tough.
Woo!